Good morning, Manjula.
Good morning.
For you, today is a good day because you inaugurated your exhibition, yeah?
Yes.
And Seated in the Art.
Yes.
Your inspiration seems to be the fabric.
Yes.
How come?
Because I'm a fashion designer and I work with fabric. And because I design for kids a lot, the colors has been really... I have a lot of fabrics, all different shades of colors. So I wanted to do something very unique. I always wanted to do something very unique. And in garments, it's everybody is designing and everybody is doing a beautiful job. But I thought I could do something else where I'm more independent and not relying on any tailor or people. So I just created this and I'm really happy with it.
Is there any story in all these
beautiful art pieces? No, none of these works were planned. There's no homework for it. Just every day when I came to work, I just decided a color maybe for the beginning. And I didn't make anything for this work. I already have the stuff. So I basically just put them together and saw what happened. And when I thought the colors were going well, I would continue. Or it was completely on my mood on that specific day that I worked on.
Some of them, I think they are depicting something, but most of them, they're abstract, right?
Yes, most of them. I try to keep it abstract because I feel more free and more, you know, because when you have a structure or something that you need to keep, like, for example, if it's a finger, then it has to be five fingers, it has to be proportionate. And then you are restricted. At some point, you don't feel satisfied. I'm not a real artist where I can paint, you know, like figures and stuff. But and so I didn't want such kind of things to stop me from feeling what I want to do. So I thought abstract would be the best thing to just keep going. And
I see that each of them, it has like thousands of details. It's more like, for example, that one behind you, it has rose petals, right?
Yes.
This, you all stitched them by yourself?
Yes, so actually I was doing accessories for the kids, so hair bands, hair clips, so I used all these pieces. So when I put, so I had all of them made, and they're all made from scratch, like from fabric.
But that's stitching. Hours and hours of stitching for each of them, no?
Yes, so I haven't stuck anything. All these works are stitched completely, because the gluing could be a messy job, and sometimes you can't get the shape that you want to hold it on. So stitching was definitely very easy and more confident for me.
You said you are doing mostly fashion for children, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. How come?
I started with it because when I started doing it in Oroville, like in the boutiques, I saw nobody doing anything for babies. Just adults were already there, and children also was there. But so I started with the really newborn babies. And I was given a little space because that was not there in Oroville, so it was okay for me to start with that. And then slowly I started doing the rest.
Do you work for any unit or by yourself?
I have my own unit.
What is it?
Ishta.
Called?
It's called Ishta.
Oh, it's Ishta.
Yes.
Okay, for the newborn babies and up to which age?
Till 5 years old kids, and then I have adult, but mainly on women and girls.
It's more fun, no?
Yes, that's
you can
why.
Use more things. I think you have a son?
Yes. So after I got a son, there were some people saying, now we should do something for boys. So I have for boys till 5 years old again, but not much. Because at some point, I feel stuck with boys because you can use all the colors, you can use all the patterns. Then it becomes too girly, you know, there's so many things. And then a lot more cheaper things are available in the market. So there are very few people who would really want to buy something like that, you know. Whereas for girls, it's everywhere, anything it goes in. Yeah, and there's lots of freedom to explore and to...
You can afford a lot of things, no?
Yeah.
This is your first exhibition?
No, this is my fourth exhibition. First one was in Oroville, in Petanga. And then I did in Hyderabad. And then one in Pondi. And now here. And one in Chennai also, but not with the whole collection. I just had two of them.
How long are you already here in Oroville?
I'm born here.
You were born here?
Yes.
And where did you study?
I was in transition school, and then I went to Pondi, and then I was in Kalakshetra in Chennai, and then I did my graduation in fashion and apparel design in Bangalore, and then I was for 6 months in the US, and then I'm back here for good.
So you have experiences also with the outside world. If you compare outside world to Oroville,
Well, definitely when I was in Oroville, I was a very little timid girl, you know, and everybody knew each other, so it was a very comfortable place for everything. But then once I stepped out of Oroville, I really, really knew that how lucky we are to be in Oroville, because it's so competitive outside. Unless you prove yourself, nobody knows who you are, your name or anything. Like, I was in a classroom of 45 kids, and even my class teacher wouldn't remember all the names. But because of Oroville, the sports, I was very good in sports. Mm. I mean, here I was not like best or anything, but outside I was the best. So all my school, from grade 6 to 12, I was always the topper in every sports activity, and I had a lot of cups, so people knew me for sports. Mm. So that was something that I got from Oroville, because here we do everyday sports, so which actually kept us very bright.
But integral education gave you enough base to study outside? You didn't feel impaired in something?
Oh, I had difficulties because I went to a state board school where I had to memorize everything. And I couldn't do it. I could summarize 2 pages into 4 lines, but I couldn't memorize word by word. And they wouldn't give you a mark if you didn't write the way it was written in the book. So it's really tough. But when I went to Chennai for my school, it was a CBSE school, so it was a central board. And there they only gave a mark if we write on our own words. So that was really amazing. So the subjects that I had trouble in the state board school, where I had to memorize, was much better there, and I improved in school academic way also really well, and it was really good. But definitely Oroville's base is amazing. That's why I have made my kids also to be in Oroville till a certain stage.
You have more than a son?
I have one son and one daughter.
Daughter is younger or older?
Older. She's in 5th grade now. So I said that because in Oroville, kids grow as kids, and outside world, it's not the same. So though I know at one point I want them to go out, because they need to also explore the harder part of life to treasure the good part they have. So, but I was very sure that I want my kids' childhood to be here in Oroville.
To be children, right?
Yes.
And grow on their own pace.
Yes.
What else shall we add for your work?
The response was really amazing, because when I did this, I really didn't know what people would respond and what kind of feedback I would get. But everybody said that it's very unique. They've never seen something like this before, so which is already a big compliment. And I'm really happy for it. I basically focus on my happiness. So I just keep doing things that I feel happy about.
That's one way to do it, no?
Exactly.
And it's actually really positive, right?
Yeah, because money is there, but when I try to follow the money, then the creativity kind of gets stuck, and then the flow is, there's a lot of repetition happening, and then you're not enjoying after some time. But when there's no restriction and you don't have to do like that, and this, I feel really free. It's almost like a meditation. I cannot sit and do meditation at all, but with this kind of work, I can sit for hours.
Like instead of mandala, is abstract meditation.
Yeah.
And still yet, because these are half relief, bas relief, because of the nature of the fabric, yeah, and the pieces which you use for certain fashion objects, you use them here, but it's become like a relief, no?
Yeah. So all the fabrics are mixed, like from silk to silk cotton to knit fabric, cotton. There's so many synthetic, but when you put them all together in one piece, then you see the difference. Some have double shades, some are single. So it gives an effect just being together also.
And that one there with the trees? That's
so this one, yeah, this is just the recent one that I did, but I use I wanted to add some natural material in it. So I used some sticks in that. But I didn't think about the technical part of it, so I didn't put any varnish or anything. So after some time, I realized there were ants and insects coming in to eat up the sticks.
Yeah.
So I stopped doing it, but I just brought it here so that in case someone wants to know how I do something, you know, I could just show. And because last time people wanted to know, and I didn't take any material.
To show,
so maybe if I show how this would be in a small thing, then they would understand how long it would take or the effort put behind it.
Because under the glass we feel somehow the plasticity or three dimensions of this on that trees, we can see it.
I had it, the first exhibition, I had it all open. I didn't have them framed. And the people were really I mean, it was very tempting to touch. They did touch also. But after some time, it was very sad for me to tell them not to touch because it was getting dirty. And the other question was, how would one maintain having it like that open? Because there's lots of dust around anywhere, so
there's also humidity in Oregon.
Yeah, so I had to frame it. I know I didn't frame it for 2 years almost because I felt the effect is lost. But then when I think about the durability, then I had to do it.
And the next plans?
Next plans, I want to do installations in fabric. Yes, I don't want to, like I told you, I don't like to be repeating something. No, I like to explore and challenge myself, not to challenge somebody else, but challenge my own work to do something better, every time something better. So I thought maybe installation would be, then people are not bored. So every time I have an exhibition, I want people to say, oh, there's something new. Because already for this, I have some new pieces in here, but they're also, most of them are from the first exhibition. So
from Pitanga.
Yeah, so I don't want people to get disappointed and say, oh, it's going to be the same. So I want to give that.
No, and also life goes forward. No?
Yeah. Yeah.
New things happen, no?
Definitely. And also, if you notice, I didn't repeat anything, so I try to keep everything different from one another, just to make that difference.
Yeah, the each is a unique piece.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And all
You're
the
welcome.
Best.
Thank
I'm
you.
I'm looking forward for the big things, installations.
Thank you so much.